Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Wake up, stupid! Wake up!
Oh. You about to make it. What?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, ho, bitches. Ho, ho. Apathy. Scoop the view. Yeah. All I want for Christmas is Tribe to reunite, a brand new pair of Nikes and Drake to take a hike. And my dream is for Nas to do an album with Preem and Wu-Tang to make a song that's as classic as Cream. I'm screaming ho, 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 and it's kinda fucked up. The bitches on my Twitter timeline respond, what's up? So now I'm making this list, and I'm checking it twice. I'm about to start snatching mics if motherfuckers ain't nice. These fag rappers close tight like it's Miami Vice.
Yo! Okay, okay, hold on. So we bring the tune down, bring the tune down, bring the tune down, man.
DJ, yes, this is Arms House to your mum's house, episode 110.
Merry Christmas, Merry Xmas, Merry Kwanzaa. What's all the other religious ones on this? Happy Hanukkah, happy whatever.
Feliz Navidad,
Feliz Navidad. Happy Haram Day.
Dobja.
Yo, look, Santa.
Santa's left us a gift. Present.
Are we going to open it up? Theme, you open it up.
You're open closest. That shit up! Let me see it! Santa! What a Christmas present!
Cheers.
Fucking hell.
A little bit sweaty in there.
It's been there for ages.
A little bit sweaty in there.
We have the amazing Jazz Kahina in the place.
And we were filming this pod because we were having fucking sensational chats.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be fuming if those chats don't come out. You were saying, no, can't talk about that. Yes, we can talk about
not
that.
Saying none of it, bro.
Not saying none of it.
There was definitely a dope preamble that you guys missed. We were supposed to do Graph D&D, but Talal fell ill. I hope get well soon. Talal, well, he'll be all right by now.
All of my thoughts and prayers are with you, Talal. I mean it, Talal. I love Talal.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Talal's in a lot of pain. But he's a fucking soldier, as we know.
He's a soldier.
He'll be good, man. Big up Talal every time. Merry Christmas to you guys.
We can't wait to have him back.
Thank you for joining us here on Christmas Day. Nice one.
Very kind of fucking in my face.
It's kind of funny we're all spending Christmas Day together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kids. I'm sorry, I love you, but I'm going to spend Christmas
with the other kids.
You stinking utes.
Now, big up, man. We got something, I mean, fuck. Man, like, I mean, where to even begin, man? We had so many things we want to talk about. We're going raving tomorrow.
We are.
Big up Martin Lana.
We're having an Arms House rave out.
Yes.
But wait, no. Yeah, big up Martin Lana.
Yeah,
Martin up. Liberty Lana.
No doubt, man. Legend.
Original garage legend.
Little bit of bass
and actual
drum.
Garage
you can't
legend.
Get much bigger than him, really. You know
actual
what I mean?
Garage legend.
Yeah.
We the used to ambassador go, of garage.
He used to hook us up. We used to go with Scholar and Chang.
Oh, big to up Scholar
Club
and Chang.
Coliseum.
We saw Scholar and Chang.
Oh, Coliseum. I only went about
what was the name of the night? Martin Lana's night that he did at Club Coliseum. I think it was just called Martin Lana at Club Coliseum. I can't even remember.
It did have a name.
Yeah, I can't even remember, man. But those were wicked nights. But yo, big up Martin Lana. We're going to be going Fabric tomorrow for a good old garage rave, man.
Yeah, man.
And we may well film.
We're going to be wearing Avericks.
We may well.
Oh, we're going to be wearing Avericks as a team. We need a pop. Amber doesn't have no Avericks.
No, I don't need Avericks. It's all right.
Look at the Avericks, Chad. Is this the selection for you?
Oh, I'm not wearing that one. It's
you're
a half level.
All right.
Half leather design. We've got the felt spell out letters.
16 bags, yeah. 16 bags, and we'll consider replying to your offer. 16 bag. Starting bid, bruv. Yeah.
How much would an AV like that go?
I don't even know.
Wait.
Not now.
Yeah.
Few hundred quid, maybe?
I don't know. I'm wearing this for another.
This is rare. I've seen a couple
this
of these ones.
This is the black Avericks suede, bro.
This is a full suede leather.
Yes.
It's got a front spill out. The black on black. Got a black
It's shiny, look how it's actually fit exactly it like it was tailor made for me.
That's a proper Rude Boy one, yeah. I like that.
This is the...
It only fits. It doesn't matter what size you're on. If you're an actual Rude Boy, it fits.
Yeah, it just knows.
It's a magic... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It depends how rude you are and the better it fits.
Complete perfect fit.
Nice.
Wait, but, go on, do it.
Batman.
Sean, champ. Very Sean nice. Looks like Sean that, champ.
Sean looks like, bruv, shut
this
up.
This one, ideally, you'd wear a hoodie keep under it. You've got a nice black plastic logo on the back. It's understated, this one. It's understated.
It is.
This is the rude boy that doesn't need to prove too much. This is the subtle, confident Averett that says...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been a rude boy from time.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
This is like...
I don't even need to flex it anymore, bruv.
Theme, wait.
Like, what are you talking to man in the queue for? Like, move on, bro. You don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Everyone's out.
This is the type of Averett. If you were going to go... If you were going to go meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time, you would wear that one.
Exactly. This is the meet. This is your mother-in-law knows you're respectable because you wore the suede black-on-black spell and not the bright red one or the nitro run.
Yeah.
Nitro run would be totally
amazing. All right, so listen, tomorrow night we are going to Martin Liberty Lana Garage Nation 27th year birthday and Christmas party. And Fabric, Dando, and do you know what he said to me on the blower?
What?
He's like, because he's the fucking Dom, like the boss, he's just bowled into the meeting. He's like, lads, let me tell you what time I'm playing. I'm playing this section to this section, done now.
Yeah.
Because he said, so I'm allowed to play complete bangers.
Yeah.
No Kistery ting, no. And I'm like, no, that's what I'm coming down the fucking.
They're going to be in there like, I don't smoke the reefer.
He'll play deeper bangers than that. He'll play deeper bangers.
What's he gonna play?
It's the way you guys cry. Man, he's gonna support you. We're coming.
Of course I'm coming.
Because it was just me and Jazz. We're going.
We already have our kid and play.
I can't let you not go.
We've got a dance routine, innit? We've got a dance routine, innit?
But we're gonna need more. Get me?
Yeah.
Averett's when we rock up in the queue, but do you know what I mean? Shut your mouth! All access, bruv! All access!
We'll see. We're gonna take the mics, we're gonna take the camera, and we'll see what we can get while we're there.
We're gonna take the action, too. Yeah.
See, when you've got your hair down to your face,
Scott Garcia.
Curled up here, like, hey, Dumbo, shut up! My boyfriend, Marlon, will jack you, like, get me, like, move from me!
Blah. What do you use? What do you use?
Let me just shout out my daughter. My daughter did Vaseline.
I don't know.
This isn't NWA, bro. Okay, cool.
No Vaseline.
Hey, sometimes you get me. She's like, it's Colombian.
Gummy wax. Gummy wax, the red gummy wax.
Coconut juices and that.
Edge control. It's an edge control.
Ah, okay.
So my daughter uses red gummy wax. She does my edges for me. I can't do this.
Uh-huh.
My edge control, I personally use olive oil. What's the brand called? Olive oil, yeah. The green one. The one she uses is like extra strong, like this red gummy wax edge control.
Okay.
And she's like...
Gets it nice and crisp. You know, looks crisp.
You know when I was wrapping her?
Yeah.
And you said, don't bust up my edges or something.
Like, I was like, yeah.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what edges are? Just now.
Just now.
You don't know what edges
are? She's like, don't touch my edges. And I'm like, what kind of edges? Like, what
you mean?
About?
You thought I meant like the edges of my body.
No, but I was guessing where.
But also, men, when they get their edges done, it's that bit there. You must have seen like
get
you know,
your
on,
edges
on
done.
It's mainly for black people and black hair. That's where I mainly hear it from. But anyone can get
their
edges
done.
Edging
on like fake, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically just shaping it up around there. But
she's, no, that you would say done, getting your edges.
Yeah.
But what were you calling them, edges?
Edges is your short, is the baby short hairs that are around your hairline.
Don't you call it bangs?
No, that's a fringe. That's the American word for fringe.
Okay, yeah.
Edges. So I never used to do my edges like this. My daughter does her edges like this and she did mine. Mm. But what I used to do is I'd do a subtler version. Mm. So like I would sweep my baby hairs a little bit. Mm. But it'd be quite subtle. This is a lot less subtle than I used to
do. Is that all? This is all baby
hair.
That's
baby hair, yes. No. Yes, it is. That's all fluff. All this hair is short, and it's just this fluff here.
But is it?
That's your Algerian roots.
That's my Algerian roots.
Get me though.
You see the ones that because I remember in the 90s, people used to get mad elaborate.
I tried to do it, and I couldn't.
Look at his eyebrows.
Because I'm from Hackney.
Sensational eyebrows.
I was trying to copy everyone from Hackney to do the, but I couldn't do it very well.
But I'm just trying to work out the methodology of how it's even possible. Do you like wet it, shape it, and then kind of glue it down with whatever you use?
Either a toothbrush or a small brush or a small comb, and the edge control—it's like gel but thicker than gel.
Uh-huh.
So you know how gel's a bit wet. Okay, edge control is like wobbly.
Like clay, like a man would use clay.
Emulating me?
No, I'm in your crew. School him, dad.
All right. You're doing a backup.
Look, we've lost everyone now. We're talking about fucking edges.
So what were we talking about? Edges, bruv.
Shall we listen before we forget? Shall we bring out that book?
Bring them out.
Bring out the book, man.
The book.
We were very graciously.
Street Life 2.
Yes.
The Bible. His Lord and Savior would love to meet you.
Amen. Lord. And BAMS released a book not too long ago. It's called Street Life Volume 2. Show them the front.
I've just shown them the front for a long time, thank you. I'm now going to look at it. It's a very, very well put together book.
I really like this book.
It's very big, hefty, it's full. You get your money's worth, that's
thick,
for sure.
Thick pages. The GSM is on the up, bro.
To be fair.
And it's just pure damage, destruction. If you want to see nicely painted walls and
messy
all
walls.
That,
we've got
this
insides,
is not the book.
There's insides
this is
in
not...
here. Big up, Babs.
Please, can we talk one at a time, please? Oh, just for the confusion for the listeners, man, please. This book is not for your faint-hearted, you know what I mean? This isn't for nice, pretty pictures painted by people for hours at the legal. No, if you're into that, buy another book. This one is pure damage and destruction. Throw-ups galore, shop shutters, trains, damage. You know what I mean?
Damage is when you...
Now go ahead and
pure
speak,
damage to me, if you're going to call it pure damage, like...
Breaking windows.
Like actually smashing up the whole fucking station or the bus stop or something, yeah.
Fair enough. That's not
pure damage. Pure damage is when you actually, like, cause...
Pure vandalism.
Like thousands of pounds of damage.
But they know what I mean by pure damage.
I know. I just wanted to clarify, in case they got really excited that it might be like just made like broken glass and people going, oh, what are you doing?
Imagine a book full of that. Just people smashing glass and going, yeah, look, I broke this.
But, you know, back in the day, I thought it was a bit more of that. There's a bit more like we've done reaches everywhere. What else can we do? Yeah. Just fucking actually break the actual structure of the building.
What did Yang tell us?
Remember, Yang... Let's just destroy the character.
But that was a lot. Especially in FLS and all SB.
Remember, Yang told us. They said we're just getting our point out. Their tactic was to cause their money.
Yeah,
they would purposely destroy all the train seats and the lights.
When you speak,
when you speak to
Bozo, he always gets a bum TFL in there. Hates TFL.
Personally, I was just a really angry young person. So for me, part of the thing was also the damage was like part of. I was one of them kids that used to light little fires.
You were putting like the legs of frogs and shit.
No, no animal, no magnifying glass on the ants,
and it put the sun on the ants.
I had meat is murder Tippex on my bag.
You had what?
Meat is murder Tippex on my bag. Meat is murder.
It's good
Tippex.
Alibi. Good alibi, but you still, you know, alibi. Could be the perfect alibi.
No, I'm not. I was super like pro animal care. Yeah.
Vegan.
But anti-establishment. Destroying a bus stop, anti-establishment. Pulling the wings off a fly.
It's just psychopathic, exactly.
Why would you do that?
We had a crew called WLF.
Wings.
We like fire. Because we used to set fire to everything.
Is that true story?
I swear to you, me no, and Prez. 100% with links behind
WLF.
We like fire.
He's so good at that.
It's a true story.
I'm throwing gang signs out.
He doesn't have a second. I can't
do it. Yeah, we like fire. WLF. I might bring it back.
Wait, those are the worst. Like, the
are you
L
sure
the
that wasn't like just some moths? Sounds like something some moths.
It doesn't sound
like...
It doesn't sound like something.
Lights are good.
I'm not
sure we like Fred would be involved.
We like fire.
No, we'd set fire to things and look at each other and go, we like fire. It's so stupid.
All right, well, it's nice to know people weirder than me when I was
young.
We were 9, 10 years old.
Okay.
But we used to tag it, WLF, all around my neighbourhood and shit.
I didn't do a tag. Oh, no, I was 12 when I did my first tag.
What was
on
it?
On Camden Station.
Well,
Camden Station.
Your first reach was on Camden Station.
Yeah, I
think
so.
But with a felt tip.
So I tried a few, but people kept telling
me. I'm going to put your first reach. There was no reach, like a subway. Like you went straight to Camden Station, got a reach.
I think so. Well, I used to go to school in Camden. Okay. Oh, no, you're right. I mean, on a piece of paper, obviously.
No, first bit of graph.
Well, I'm calling it graph because it was on a station.
Yeah.
Download.
If that makes sense.
But it's really
because that's where the first graph I got into was from the North London Link Line, which is now called something else. But the North London Link Line used to run from Silvertown to Willesden Junction or whatever.
Download.
So I was getting the train, the overground from Homerton to Camden Road. So that line.
Homerton,
that's how I first got into graph.
Who was up on that line at that time?
Sub, Bosch, Tees.
Sounds like a Batman movie.
I don't know. Everybody was on. It was a fucking easy. Zap. It was an easy line to paint too. Yeah. So like, I painted that line for many years as well because you'd go out and you'd walk trackside home because you could just get on Dalston. You could just get on, and also Highbury. There was like a bush, like not quite the station, but a bit further along. There was like a little bush you could just walk through and get on the tracks. So, proper easy, innit?
Yeah.
So and also jump downs. You could just jump off the station, catch reaches on the train, and stopped because there weren't cameras.
Yes.
Jump downs, bro.
This is pre-cameras.
So, but nobody
you
said
do that
jump
now.
Downs.
Not anymore.
I said jump downs.
Yeah, but
you
this
said
is
back
old.
Jumps, innit?
But it wasn't back jumps. We'd be on the platform. The train would stop the other side on the other platform, we'd jump.
Literally jump.
We're
down.
On platform one.
What,
the train
where?
Stops on platform. I'm talking about the Silverlinks, the North London Link Line. Mm. So the train was stopping the opposite platform. We'd literally jump down off the platform, catch a reach, and jump back up. And no one did nothing. The driver would just drive away. Whereas now I feel like if you did that, someone would be watching you. Or, like, do you know what I mean? So jump downs used to be like, it didn't used to be that big a deal. You just jump down and
tag it.
It weren't like
we've
you
all seen
waiting.
It. We've all seen
you were
it.
Just waiting for the train. Or not. Mm-hmm. You were just waiting for your train. And if that train stopped, you might just jump on the tracks and catch a reach. Because it's just the overground. It's just a pissy line. But anyway, that's what inspired me to graph because I'd see the names over and over again and I'd be like, who's that? Why would, like, who is that?
Yeah, and why?
Like, I want to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to get some of
that. I
want to
do that.
Do you know what I mean?
But then everything I chose first was like, wish, teach, risk.
You chose what? Them words?
Yeah, like, I kept going. Like,
those three words.
It. Yeah,
wish, teach, and risk.
I remember telling somebody stopped me on Camden and went, oh, what are you writing? I said teach, and they fucking started laughing.
Wow.
They're like, you can't write teach, it's taken. And they were on the opposite platform in Camden, and these boys or men, and they were like doing an infrared, you know, the infrared light pens.
Oh, yeah.
And they were doing that on me. They were like winding me up a bit, and they saw me catch a tag, and they're fucking laughing at me writing teach.
Oh my
obviously.
God. Jesus.
Yeah,
can't and risk that. Is a huge right.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
No, but risk is quite popular.
Wish it's like huge, like, not just in.
But do you know
why
I want to try teachers? Because I always thought I was going to be a teacher.
Oh, is it?
That makes sense.
And then eventually I was like, I should write my fucking name, Jazz.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah. Bosch.
There you go.
Bosch. Yeah, there we go.
Villain origin.
All right, we went on a tangent. Big up Street Life 2. Thank you, Lordy and Bams.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Big up the book. I very much enjoyed this because I like a messy wall, man.
Yeah.
I like a messy wall. I don't like, you know, the peach. Remember when Peace Parks used to, oh my God, this is going to be such a fucking old rant episode. But you remember when Peace Parks used to be layers of graph? Like, I like seeing layers. Like, I'm not into the pleat mulch thing with the piece on it. I'll go to art gallery if I want to see a blank wall with a piece of art on it.
I mean, depending.
I want to see the tags around it and.
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm not against it.
But I'm just saying. Prefer when it's gone, you notice it's gone. That's all. Yeah. I'm not complaining per se, but that's I'm the opposite. I'm saying I like this book because I like looking at a wall that has a dub on it and a piece on it and then bare reaches around it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, and someone's asleep on the floor in the corner.
No, I agree. I love all that shit, man. Do you want to bring that other thing out that we got? This is a giveaway that we're going to give.
Oh, big
to...
up these people, though.
I'm going to give you the details now. I'll even run, they got a little advert. I'll run it here.
Mulch.
Mm-hmm.
called Mulsh, M-U-L-S-H. If you want to follow them on Instagram, it's at Mulsh Paint. Basically, it comes with these. They're all different colors. There's yellow, there's blue, there's green.
Pink. This one's nice.
Red.
So when you go to the wall and you always go in there with your white emulsion, and the other colors are more expensive. So you can buy the white for the cheaper price, get these colors, which are called mulch, so they don't separate, they blend in nice, and they change the color of the broad Clark paint.
That's very clever.
Into one of the, you know, and
it's
you
like
can,
food coloring.
Yeah, you get me. You can put the whole bottle in, or you can use the little squeezy tip ends to squeeze in just a little bit.
Yeah.
It tells you even here, it has like the amount to put in to get different shades of different colors. It comes with a handy little thing, loads of stickers. I want to give a shout out to the guy who invented this product.
His name is Eddie Mulsh, and he's a great man. Look at these. I've got so many stickers.
What's this?
This is my Arms House book.
I need to look at them closer. I'm looking at the stickers.
Did he make these? Yeah. The geezer who sent these.
That's sick.
That's insane.
Oh shit, is it Arms House stickers? Like, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, I didn't know they were Arms House blood!
Yes,
what do you mean?
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, that's dope too.
Shut up!
You
bro.
Want a motherfucking background, baby? You're gonna need me, you fucking bitch.
What are these?
You wanna stand out? You wanna stand out?
So, yo, this is the guy, he writes over, O-V-E-R. Okay.
Over.
He's got a funky style. He came up with it. He just thought, it's just like, you know, paint. If you want to buy pink emulsion, it's just crazy trying to get your hands on it. Even if you want to try and rack it or buy it, it's just nuts trying to get your hands on pink mulch. It's expensive, all that stuff. So he just thought, fuck it, buy white and stick that fucking mulch stuff in there. And boom, you got pink. Incredible, man. He had a couple of shout outs as well. He wanted to shout out Man, who we had on the pod not too long ago, Crave, Disco, Arms,
Disco,
Often, Apra, Whore.
Whore?
Oh, yeah.
You know Whore.
RTC, Spire.
Whore's old school, man. I mean, it might be a different role.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
RTC, Spire, Nirock, WSR, and Oust, Graphiator's Crew. Salute all those crew there, man. Oh, and Ecto as well. Peace, Ecto.
Hey, Ecto, yeah, done though.
There we go, Mulsh. So, if you leave a comment under this very Christmassy episode, you would be in
yourself a pack of 5 different colours that would rather sensually change the pigment of your paint.
There we go. Nice. Never use a white background again.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I wish I had that for the Mulsh episode, man. I would have used some mad colours and shit.
It would have been even worse for you, bruv.
Yeah, probably.
Did you see the Mulsh episode?
She don't watch the Arms House.
I don't even watch Arms House.
It makes you cool.
Listen, yeah.
Yeah.
I just imagine. I like to imagine what's going on.
Yeah, that's fine. Use your imagination.
She uses her imagination.
I do.
Use her imagination.
These again. Not halal, by the way.
Thank you, Mulsh, for sending that to us. Appreciate
it.
All right. Also, a couple of weeks ago, we started a competition to win a red Arms House t-shirt. I didn't bring it with me. I got it at my house, but here it is on the screen.
I don't have any Arms House tees here either.
I reached out to people Sith. First off, Sith sent in this sketch, this amber theme with characters.
Oh, nice.
Look at me, bro. Look at the man.
He looks like a crackhead.
The
bone structure, bro.
Yeah, but that's the crackhead cheekbone thing.
Yeah, it is.
But he's like, when it's sucked in, with that type of Nike hat with the little chrome bit on the other Nike. Do you know what I mean? He's done it completely.
You're mid sucking your teeth in, bruv.
He set me a beer, boy.
Yeah, Cheers, mate. Corona.
All right, so ever since Sith sent that in a couple of episodes ago, we thought, fuck it, send in some more amber themed sketches. We'll pick a winner and they'll get a t-shirt, basically. So, again, I'm a buzz nut. I smoke weed. I forget. I'm very unorganized. Yeah. So I think I've compiled all the entries so far. There weren't that many, to be honest. So if you did enter, you got a pretty damn good chance to win. I've only got 4 entries here. If I did forget,
25% chance.
if I did forget that you sent one and I didn't include it, apologies, man. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. Just let me know and I'll send you something anyway as a constellation.
You'll be a first.
Thank you very much. What a man. Gentlemen.
What a man.
All right. This is John. He did this. It's got a little arms house.
Oh, nice.
Theme amber, sorry. Arms, AHC, tapas, rust. Wait. And then a John piece in the middle.
Theme amber. And a John. Jong.
John. J-O-H-N.
Okay.
It's a bit of a weird one. It's got mad schemes. Looks sick. He sent, I think Rust sends all his John stuff in. I think I painted with him back in the day, apparently.
Would you write John, bruv?
Yeah.
Call me John McLean now. John.
And this one was sent in by Cries. You know Cries.
TWA is great, blood. What?
He's a dapper, local one. Check out on the screen.
Probably jacked you 15
it's
times,
a
yeah?
Sketch on a piece of paper. Looks ill. I love the letters. I'm just happy to see that he's still on it and he's still out and about. I used to love seeing his tags about back in the day. Ill hand style. Nice dubs. Clean dub style as well. Mm. Respect to Cries.
But I used to love the reaches.
Yeah.
Cries and what? Does.
Does, yeah, I think.
Was that FDC?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, it's on here, anyway.
There we go. Yeah, have a look at that. What are your thoughts on that theme? Look at the sketch.
Yeah, boy. What, in compared to, is it better than the other one?
Well,
is that what we're saying?
Not in comparison yet. Just kind of what
not
you
yet,
think.
But this is an amber and theme, yeah, outline.
Yeah. So just, you know, just give us a couple of sentences of what you think about the sketch, and then at the end we'll decide who's the winner.
But the sketch didn't even take him long. You know what I mean? He just boshed it out.
Yeah.
I like the letters. He went a bit fucked up on the R, on the inside of the R. Where he done the line and then he had to do the line again. Made it thicker.
Nah.
But yeah, boy, it's the Amber and Theory and the FDC, their 24 Cries.
Salute.
Yeah, people Cries was up.
Yeah.
And sometimes he comes out and splashes about again.
Yeah, you see the odd one. I know he's still on it.
No, but not just the odd one. He comes out and like batters it a little bit.
Mm. All right, give it back.
Oh, shit. I'm just looking at other photos on the phone there, bro. Yeah, I forgot about the pod then.
All right, so this is the next one was sent in. This guy, I can't remember his name, but he did a couple of extra things as well I want to show you. But that says Theams. T-H-E-A-M-B-S as one word.
Already would have preferred it if it just said themes. I was waiting for a theme. Because do you see the B kind of like this cheekily coming off the M
but,
too much?
But you can actually count it as a silent B if you really want to.
Yeah, it's true. Good.
It's a multi-purpose.
So it's a theme.
Multi-purpose.
I really like that. I like the flow of the letters. It's very nicely done, clean, looks cool.
It does look sick, to be fair.
It's very strange for me. It's very strange and like intriguing for me to see like a theme, a decent theme outline, because I can instantly recognise which way he's chosen to go into the letters, because I've done this letters a billion times.
Mm.
Like the way the T goes into the H, and then he's decided what to do with the E, but he's not really doing it over or under. He's kind of joined it in a bit. The A, look at the M and the B. You know what I mean? The S has got that.
It's very nice,
definitely,
man.
Themes.
I think
themes.
He's a graphic designer because he does like mad logos.
It does look very, very clean.
Yes.
Like super clean.
A bit too clean.
Super proportioned.
I wouldn't be surprised if
no, he's really the S, clean. The S is too big. If you're talking super, super, like being Chiefs.
If you're being super Chiefs.
I think it's sick. It's just very clear. It looks like a digital.
It's a bit big, you're right. Maybe it's that middle bar of the S.
Yeah, kind of.
If it was a tiny bit thinner. Again,
fucking hell, that's nitpicky. Like when you're staring at a selfie and you're like, my eye looks wonky.
yeah, but man, they need to know, like nobody's perfect. You get me? Like, yeah. You need to keep on practicing, like, get me? Like.
But that is dope, though.
Sometimes
but that's it. Those are the four.
I like imperfections.
So we got to pick one of these four.
Basically. Well, that's it. Time's up.
I swear someone sent in another one. I'm sure I'm forgetting one. I'm sorry if I am, man. I'm unorganized, man. I personally, I really like the Theambs. I think it looks really cool. But I just like the Cries for the hardcore ruggedness of it. The name as well speaks volumes.
And the other one makes me look like a crackhead.
And I really want Cries to walk around with an Arms House t-shirt on. So that's my vote.
I like the third one too, because it looks to me most like a sketch.
And it's kind of like a Bish Bash Bosh sketch.
She's saying yeah. she's he's, Bish Bash he's Bosh more with decent. Do you know what I mean?
There you go. Bish Bash Bosh, decent letters, looks like a sketch. I can recognise it. Looks familiar to me. I'm scared of change, you see?
Yeah.
And the last one I would say is best, but there's something too clean about it. It's too for me clean. That
is a bit computery.
It looks like digital.
Mm. It's not though. It's definitely on a piece of paper. If you zoom out, you can see it's unless he printed it on a piece of paper. But I doubt he'd do something like that. But it's possible.
I don't know.
You never
know. I feel like my qualifications don't involve me judging anyone's graph. Well, it's taste, isn't it?
Just, yeah,
like, I mean, I'm judging it from a person who likes graph, I guess.
Yeah.
I like...
Actually, you know what? Before you...
We pick, like that over at the Arms before, House.
Before, I don't know. Oh, maybe we like the last one's better. Sorry.
Last one. Okay, she's going for the last one. Theans.
Yeah, the last one. The last one is the best looking one.
You're going
one.
Cries as well? Yeah, all right, Cries gets it, man. Sorry, Sith, because Sith was the original one. I'll think of a consolation to send you Sith, man, because he's the one who sent the original with the characters. Look sick. They're all dope.
There's bear shit we can send it. We got bear shit
we can send you. But I want to show you what else that Theams guy... He also, what is he? Oh, his Instagram is called The Common Property. The Common Property is the name of his Instagram. He sent this theme logo, which Air Force. Is it the Air Force One?
Oh, that's sick.
Isn't it the Air Force One logo that you get on the tongue
Air Flight,
of the shoe?
No, Air Flight.
Air Flight, whatever. I don't recognize it. But then obviously with the Kangol.
That's sick.
He did the Amber AHC with the Kangol and then the theme with the thing, which looks ill, isn't it, man? So props to him for that, man.
Yeah, props to him. No one beats that geezer than the Beavis.
Basketball.
Thing, bro. That was
yeah,
so
triple Z.
I still haven't got that up on the wall, man.
We love fan art, man. If anyone does any art that's inspired by the pod, whether it's a drum and bass song sampling Mean, whether it's a hip-hop song sampling Theme, whether it's a graph sketch.
There's loads of those as well,
you know, we love it. Please send them in,
man. Go to your head.
No, not to the head. They take bits from the pod.
I just love inspiring people. Like, it's just a beautiful thought to have that anyone would get inspired by the things that we do. You know, it's beautiful because we are inspired by all you guys. You know what I mean?
I bought all you guys. I want to chat normally. Oh, Jazz, tell me about G.
Who?
Chat to me normally. G. When you said you went to G.
Into what?
G.
I want to talk about that, bro.
What do you mean, bro?
All right, so what are we going to get into now, man? What's up? Should we do some graph critique? I know, Jazz, again, like following on from what we're just saying now, I know the critique, you know, you don't feel comfortable. You're a humble person.
Well, do you know what? I have the same issue.
Let's look at the time.
Yeah, it's true.
If it gets to 10 o'clock,
yeah,
you're allowed to say what you want.
Actually, right. You know what?
It's 21:56.
Let's break it up by playing a tune. Did you have a tune you wanted to play? Or
my man's got a tune.
New music or
we've got some
jazz?
New music. Amber was telling me that a lot of people have dropped new music recently.
Their new music.
Alchemist and Rock Marciano, and we were a bit like, for fuck's sake. As soon as he said no drums on Le Beats, we all gave a little like...
The thing is, I haven't heard the whole album. The
especially
ones I did
with Marciano, because
keen
it's,
on drummers.
It's just...
Drummers beats.
Well, like, I was for a bit.
Rock, Rock Marcy's
it's like Bones with no chicken.
There's one Pete Rock one that I love. There's one Pete Rock. Yeah, but like, some people were pulling it off for a while, but then this geezer, old Rock.
I'm not a fan.
Just never.
You're not a fan of his rapping?
No, drumless.
Yeah, okay. Because Rock Marcy is
like,
fucking sick.
Like some of the rappers on that are sick, but I would just way rather hear
don't
them.
Don't you
want to
hear
going,
him on some beats?
Of course. But I think, again,
on his own, like,
I don't know Rock Marcy, I know personally. Yeah. He calls me from time to time, but I just ignore him, yeah. But anyway, I'm just kidding. But I assume his argument would be...
He's done tunes with a lot of English MCs.
He'd be like, I'm such an ill like rapper, I don't want drums because it just muddy it up. I just want the ill sample and just listen to the lyrics. You know what I mean? I could imagine
like
him arguing
I'm a
that.
Sick dancer, I don't want the fucking
but there's
beat.
There's so
come
much
on,
to do the same.
No, but that would be more... I'd say if you were going to compare it to that, I'd say a sick dancer who... doesn't need like lights and stages and all that stuff. We'll just do it on the thing. They still need beats to dance. The dancing, the whole point of dancing is dancing to music.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? But the thing is, the rappers are making a rhythm with no drums, but a dancer can do the same thing. But both would look and sound better with drums.
I agree.
You can't convince me.
I agree.
It would always sound better if
a rapper makes drums with
drums
his tongue.
I agree.
Don't know.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. You know what I mean?
I know.
Do you want to play one of the...
He loves a bit of DA.
He loves
a bit of DA.
Keanu Reeves in the building.
Yes.
I'm just making sure because you know what.
Film reference, kids.
What I'm gonna do is some. Who else? Mos Def.
Oh yeah, Mos Def released an album, but it's only available on Bandcamp. Ass. Actually, Jazz, this will be an interesting question. Someone who's released music, and you know, been in that world, like considerably for a long time now. Mos Def refuses to put his music on Spotify or any streaming service. He just puts it on Bandcamp. No one's heard of it. I just heard about it today. It's been available for a week. Yeah,
he can do what he wants, isn't it?
Agreed. I completely 100% on Mos Def's side.
Yeah.
You too.
I mean, I don't know about the stuff, but yeah, like, why not? I think, I like it when kind of rappers who are a bit underground or they don't really want a line of capitalism do a little rebellious thing like that. Sick, yeah.
Exactly. But then the other side of the argument, playing devil's advocate again. They would say, I never heard of the album. I'm a massive Mos Def fan. Yeah, I wish I could hear it, but it's not available.
I would even debate the premise that it's a debate. He's done what he wants to do, therefore your opinion doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like what? I agree.
Like he wanted to do, he's making a point. You can't argue man's against saying, somebody wanting to make a point.
Man's passing.
He's made his point. That's the point of the point.
And also, if you say, I'm not debating Jazz, relax. And also, from Mos Def's side, he has his following. And if you didn't hear about this album drop, like I eventually heard about it. I'm a Mos Def fan. So eventually, it got to me.
He can wave that shit in my face and I won't listen to it. Maybe he made it with people for pathological demand avoidance.
I have no idea what that is, but okay.
People who, you know, so you know
the knowledge getting dropped.
You know those people that like, you should watch this and it instantly makes you not want to watch it.
Yeah.
So there's certain people who struggle with things being shoved in their face and 100%. It makes them retreat back into themselves.
What's it called? What's it called?
I'm joking, but pathological demand avoidance. A lot of people with ADHD and autism
pathological demand have avoidance.
This profile. My daughter has this profile. Although, like some people quibble with the term like pathological. It sounds a bit negative.
Yeah.
But just call it demand avoidance, where it doesn't even have to be a demand. It can just be that the sense of pressure around doing something makes you instantly have anxiety or have to retreat from doing it just because you put the pressure on. Mm. And I think a lot of people have that with like advertising and music releases. It's like you can't hack the fact that the pressure's everywhere, so you're like, I can't watch that show until everyone shuts up and then I can calm down and watch it. And it makes you look like a contrarian, like you're like, I'm too cool to do what everyone's doing. But it's not that. No, it's like a weird
I have that second thing. I think I'm too cool to listen to everyone's way. I'm like that. That's what puts me off from listening to. That's why I didn't see. I didn't watch Breaking Bad till like 2 years later.
Yeah, same.
So what I'm gonna play is we're connected now. Is West Side Gun from his new album.
Okay.
So that's another person who dropped a new
album. Yeah, West Side Gun. I think it's a mixtape with DJ Drama, but it's basically an album. I think
Still Praying.
Static Selector. I think produced a lot of it. Turn it up.
And this is called Speedy Four.
Popular opinion, I'm not a massive West Side Gun fan, I'm afraid. His voice is fucking annoying. Puts me off any lyrics he says. And then the ad-libs that everyone thinks is so fucking cool,
I think I'm just stupid, man. Sorry.
What I'm going to play now is a tune I wanted to play from before. But all this, just because it's new music and it's come out.
Actually, wait, before.
For goodness sake.
Before.
I just pressed it. I know. I'm sorry.
If you are a West Side Gun fan, leave a comment below and let me know an ill lyric he said, and I'll let you know if I think it's dope or not. What is this? Tell us what it is.
Well, some of the people in that crew, like Benny the Butcher and Thingy Bob's, West Side Gun's brother, what's his name?
Eastside Shanks.
Conway.
Conway got some sick bars.
They're ill.
Some sick.
They're ill. They don't fuck around with their boo boo boo. I'm a fly guy. I fucking love all this shit. I'm wearing fur chinchilla with the fucking socks. And I've just came back from Italy.
Fur chinchilla.
It's like, who gives a fuck if you went to Italy? I've been to Italy 20 times. It's not a big deal. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, yo, I just
feel like this episode might be the worst hated episode ever.
Maybe. Go on.
What am I doing?
Introduce the song and then play the song.
Dillinger, My Sound. Woo. 1993 to 2004 is what the album is called. Big up Dillinger, sick producer.
You're not on pirate radio, bro. I was running shit.
Hey!
No, that's good to
give
you.
Give me a missed call if you want to pull
give
up.
Give me 07592 9368.
Oh, Dillinger, write it down. Drum and bass. Dillinger.
Big up my One Ring crew. Give me a little phone like up.
I used to love that sort of shit.
Do you reckon there'll be any drum and bass tomorrow? No, that's pure Gary.
No, shut up, love.
Dillinger.
75 missed calls on that one. That's when you know it's big.
All right. Big okay.
Team. Big so, up Dillinger, man. Well, just a little thing about Dillinger.
Sure.
When, back in the days,
mm-hmm.
them sort of days, when you was into mixing or any that sort of jungle vinyl, when Dillinger released something or put something out, or when it's very often every tune Dillinger was doing in that period was fucking banging.
He had the Lemon D and Dillinger
Lemon
sound
D and
system.
Dillinger,
I remember when I went to a Lemon D Dillinger rave in Mass.
The spiral staircase. They used to always have the hip hop room and the drum and bass room.
Deck effects.
The hip hop room would close at 2, yeah.
Deck effects.
And the drum and bass room would be open.
I remember
six.
I went
it
to
was
one
such
room.
A good night,
Andy
man.
C was playing. I was like, yeah, pilled up. And then I went into the hip hop room.
You'd have
the
Nicky
Beat
Black,
Nuts were playing.
You'd have Beat Nuts in one room and Nicky Black Market and fucking Andy C in the
crazy.
Other room.
And then you go back in the drum and bass room, it's Fabio Groove, and you'd be like, oh shit, then you go into the hip hop
and
room.
This wave is in an island, like these two roads,
in a big church,
and you're like going up a spiral. It's just like, it feels like a fantasy world.
How many people got jacked from that spiral staircase going up?
Not me, baby.
Not me either.
No, but I went, the security one
Let me tell my story. Yeah, I went to see Lemon D and Dillinger Sound System with my brother Hayes, rest in peace, love you brother, and insert all the SDF crew. We went in there and it was Lemon D and Dillinger Sound System. When we went in, we had the tickets, everything, got in, and then they gave me earplugs. And I was like, no, I don't need it. They go, no, legally we have to give you earplugs by law. Because if you damage your ears in there, you can't sue us, yeah? And I was like, I don't need the fucking
When was that? What kind of...
This is like 98.
98?
98, yeah, 99. You would have thought they'd be that was Deck FX, yeah. Was like okay, late 90s.
Yeah, it was. No, you're right, because... I didn't know you're right. I think I was 15 when I started going there.
Yeah.
And at the time, me and my mum were living in like it was like a temporary, like we were temporary housing after my parents split up. We lived in Frenzy Park for like a year. Fucking shithole. But every month I would go.
Finsbury though, like Finsbury's
got the ends.
But yeah, so
when the dark arts and arbitre arts come out after dark.
They tried to give me
anyway, Finsbury to Brixton. And I used to, me and my mate Tasha, big up Tasha, we'd get a little bit of rum.
Anyone you've met called Tash is a rude girl.
Yeah.
Do you remember back at school? Tash.
Did she have the hair tied down as well?
We both used to do the side, not the edges.
Did she have Tash?
The big side sweep, innit?
Yeah.
And
we'd get a carton of Ribena and we'd pour rum into it. Do you remember every the rum and Ribena?
Yeah, of course.
And then there was Tina. Drinking on a rum and Ribena.
Big old skinny man. Big old skinny.
That's the fucking dark and cold.
Yes.
Fucking
the
lyric,
rum and
right?
Ribena. He was wearing an Averix as well.
I have the Averix. It's a gold and silver.
What, his actual one?
No,
okay.
Nas had it in 98 and he had it in 98 too. Of course he did because he's skinny.
Yeah.
And I have it now. But I didn't get it in 98. It's a silver jacket. It's got like gold piping and shit. And it says kick off.
Heavy.
We were talking about Averix earlier.
Why
like,
didn't you bring it for me?
Nobody is wearing that jacket.
Especially not a fabric.
So we're going to let you get a photo in that jacket. And then try to steal my
Not even a
shirt.
Photo of it in the jacket.
You think you're going to steal even an ounce of fucking
dagger.
He's trying to like hype steal or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure there's a word for that.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
I still didn't finish my Lemon Dillinger.
No, you're right.
But go on, what happened with Tash? Tell me.
No, I'm just saying. Every month.
Big up Tash.
Every month we were like 15, we'd get Finsbury to Brixton, innit? We'd get our can't broke kids.
Rum and Ribena.
Ribena, rum. We couldn't buy a drink in there. Maybe one
and
Bacardi
Breezer. 15.
Breezer.
I hated that.
One Bacardi
All the
Breezer.
Birds could sometimes get in.
Yeah, and I was
I
fucking
could
sick,
never
bro.
Get in when I was 15.
And I was sick, bro. I earned my fucking fake ID. I earned that shit. I was at the front of the fucking rave.
Yeah, but also makeup
bit.
And them things there.
I weren't wearing makeup, bro.
Oh, come on, bro.
I didn't know how to do makeup. Maybe
I'm going there as a 15-year-old. I look like a fucking... I look like
Nobody
a
taught me
prepubescent ball sack just standing there. Oh, how are you trying to get in,
that's
bruv?
That's a you
like
problem,
this.
Bruv.
Yeah.
I earned my fucking fake ID. I was at the front of the rave. Yes. I was in the mosh pit. I was the first on the dance floor. I was... I earned my spot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
makeup and high
every
heels.
Every month, me and Tasha, we get our rum and Ribena. We go to mass. Absolutely
Deck
fucking epic.
Was
night.
Killer, man.
But that's where also whore was... as Hall had a link to that event as well. He used to live in Hackney on the same estate as my dad.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's the same Hall. It might be a different Hall.
Her old man around the estate is called Shotgun Tony, bruv.
But yeah, so fucking, yeah, Deck FX was wicked, man.
Not gonna confirm or deny.
We went Lemony and...
Sorry, Lemony and Dillinger.
Dillinger and fucking...
Lemons and ginger.
Went in there and the sound system was banging. That's half the reason why my hearing is so shit now, because I used to dance purposely in front of the speaker.
Yeah.
I used to go to where the speaker is.
That's the thing.
And
sometimes I'd climb inside the speaker.
People used to
like a cat.
If you were like proper on it, because
do you know what it is? It's
the baseline.
We were sensory seeking.
Can you imagine what that did to you?
We were sensory seeking. We don't
have
the physical.
I have a vivid.
Fucking as loud as it is 5-10 meters away as it is 0 meters away.
It's not. You'd actually feel the wind from the bass in your fucking.
And when sometimes when you're going for a piss and that you'd be feeling, you have to go past it, but you'd be like, no, there's no way I'm standing in front of that.
I was peeled up. I have a vivid memory in front of the speaker, looking down at my jumper. My jumper's going.
Yeah. But there's something nice about.
And instead of moving, it just went, bro, look, this got good.
Like, but it's a bit like. It's a bit like.
But wait,
yeah,
then
on.
I looked at the floor. It was mass, like we said, it was an old church.
Yeah.
And there was a loose floorboard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, no lie, the floorboard was going this. Like all the other floorboards were like that, normal, and this one was just loose and just go like. And I put my foot on it because I thought I was buzzing. I was like, oh yeah,
I think
I put my foot on it. No, and it stopped. And then I took it off and it goes like that. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this can't be healthy. It's a vivid memory.
But I feel like it's the
same reason we'd want to get in a mosh pit. There's like something about the sensory, like, need for some, like, the music to hit, literally hit you. Like, you want to. It's like,
I used to do a thing as well, yeah. I'm not even kidding. It's so stupid now thinking back about it. But I was so, when you're pilled up and you're so taken by the music.
I'd never taken a pill in those days.
You know what? I was late to
them. Don't judge it.
I was late to them. I was
15 pills last night, bro.
I was that dude. I was that dude in my group of friends, all doing pills, all doing coke, everything. I was like, nah, only natural, man. Only natural. Only weed and mushrooms.
In my candle hat, man.
That's what I was there, on.
I didn't have money for drugs. Normal when I was young.
Me neither. But then I got to
also,
about,
I was scared of.
But I got to 18, 19, and then I tried my first pill in Fabric, actually, as it goes, and I had such a fucking good time that just from then it just kind of opened the floodgates. But I had friends who would do 6-7 pills. And I never understood that. I'd do half a pill.
Listen.
Let me finish a fucking sentence before someone butts in. I know I've done it to you as well. Apologies.
I'm just feeling your pain.
We're embellishing your story.
It's true. I'm sorry. But I would do half a pill and that would see me through for a good 6 hours. And then if we were still there at the rave, maybe I'd do another half later on. But that was the maximum of my thing.
Well, a lot of people did suffer the consequences of doing that, didn't they?
Yeah.
But I'm sure we all know people that we know are never the same.
Oh, mate. Yeah. Thank you for sending in your listeners' questions. Please keep sending them in.
Hello, boys. I've got a couple of questions for you. If you was to do one of those Misfits boxing matches, yeah, who would you want to fight? It could be anybody in the world. Who would you want to get in the ring with and have a scrap with? Also, just one more question. What song would you come into the ring to? All right, boys, that would do. Respect, yeah? Keep it arms out.
I like this geezer.
Keep it fucking
He's a proper lemon
ass.
Squeezer. Do you know what I mean? Oh, no, boy.
I want to shout him out, but people, if you want me to shout you out, specify that you want me to shout you out. Otherwise, I'm not going to shout you out. Just by default. Okay?
Okay,
cockroach. Recording. Let me make sure I'm not too...
Oh, don't tell me we're getting more technical gremlins inside.
It is. All right, so if you could fight anybody in a boxing ring, in a Misfits boxing...
Okay.
Who would you fight?
Blayley.
Sorry, Ackett.
Why would I fight Ackett?
Just see who's the primo
use
female.
Use your fucking noggin, you fucking fool.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Are you fucking idiot?
You fucking stupid.
Your fucking noggin for once.
Hey, yo, get your
Why am I
going to
fight my fucking friend?
Why am I fighting my friend?
What murder?
That's it.
Have you seen that?
He's the greatest guy around.
Have you seen that meme? There's that one bing bong with the Nems.
Yeah,
there's
that
other kid, that little kid. He's like, we outside. You must have seen.
Oh, yeah. We outside.
My algorithm is a bit more...
More sophisticated.
Can I say sophisticated? Yeah.
Who would you fight in the ring? And what music would you come out to?
All right.
To the boxing.
DMX, Party Up.
Party.
1, 2, meet me outside. Meet me outside.
I'm doing
on
Arabic.
Fridays.
Because she does the whole intro of the tune and I love it.
I'm a street people.
Yeah, but so
All
many
right,
so, wait. So many boxers have walked out to that music, so it's not very special, but it's a good one. Is that fair to say?
Right. I don't know about them, man. I've been on fucking DMX fence since flesh of my flesh.
Who would you fight?
Since it's dark and head is hot. Alright, who am I fighting? I'm going to fight...
I can't even remember who you said.
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Bitch.
She's not funny.
Nope.
She's got a career as a comedian. She's not funny. And she's also a massive fascist.
And she steals jokes.
And she's still, like, bite her.
Yep.
You ain't funny. You'll fight. You're a biter. Yep. You ain't funny. You're a biter. And you're racist.
You're about to get spot.
I'm gonna knock you out.
By Jazz.
Mama said knock you out.
It's Eitel though.
I don't smoke any tobacco and I don't want to bun zoots.
And it's a cigarette.
But I've broken my bong. I've broken the bong.
Bing bong.
Who broke it?
I didn't break it.
You used a fucking filter for a cigarette in a zoo.
Mm-hmm. I don't like smoking.
You coached me through the bong session.
Yeah, I coached you through the bong.
And then
I backskinned this zoo. Look at the size of my zoo.
Backskinned it.
It is back skin.
Yeah, yeah. I love back skin in zoots.
It's
What do you think of me now as a man?
It's a micro zoot.
It's a micro zoot. Theme, man. Jesus.
Set me my micro zoot, bro.
It is a micro zoot.
Don't swallow it when you put it in your mouth, will you?
Jesus Christ. We've been drinking, people. Merry Christmas.
Don't inhale it.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Come on, Theme. Who would you fight if you could fight anyone in the world? And what music would you come out to on the fight?
I'm gay.
It really fucks me up.
With your micro zoo.
With my micro zoo. I come up to the little zoo. Who really fucks me off?
Speak up a bit.
I think I might go with my original thought.
Because Theme's a boxer, he doesn't want to fight someone lesser than him.
No, I'm sorry for pausing. I'm just thinking that there must be someone I fucking hate. I'd love to get in the round and bash him up.
Definitely.
But I'm probably able to do that anyway. Do you know what I mean?
You've mentioned on the pod so many people that you hate.
I'd like to fight. I want to see.
So loosely, though.
How scared it is. How scared I'd be. What it would feel like. What the ring walk would like. Be like what everything would be like fighting like 1989 Mike Tyson and getting a lick. So because everyone talks about getting hit by Mike Tyson, getting a lick and just seeing like, because you know this thing is the thing where you can do your mismatch and then you can come back to life.
Well, that wasn't in the stipulation. If you get
it has to be, otherwise I can't do it.
Then
I can't do it because Mike Tyson would kill. Or Muhammad Ali, like running around the ring with him, chatting shit, listening to his rhymes, going to the press conferences.
Motherfucker's trying to get
not
his
fighting in Vietnam. There we joke, bro.
All right, what song would you come out to? Remind me.
Gangster, the Killer, and the Dope Fiend. West Side Connection.
West Side Connection. Yo, that's an ill tune. Don't worry, I'll play it in the background. Gang banging and never die. And who did I say? Piers Morgan. I hate saying his name out loud.
Haram.
I'm sick of seeing his fat, chubby face.
He's an ultimate cunt.
I hate the dude, and I would love to spark him. And I would come out to the, I should have looked it up, Valley of the, what's that
Shadow
song?
Of the Beast.
No.
Well, the jungle
Valkyrie,
one.
Valkyrie.
Valley of the Shadows.
That is an ill tune. No,
thanks for coming.
In Apocalypse Now, when the helicopters come.
Oh, I see.
Whatever that song is called, the Valkyrie, the March of the Valkyrie,
Shana Boy.
Some shit like that. I didn't know we could smoke in here. I'm gonna smoke in here now.
This is ganja. It doesn't stay in the house.
Yeah. All right.
That's what
cool. Thank you for that question, brother. Keep sending your questions.
Yeah, big up that lemon squeezer sending in his old preguntas. Así me gusta. Nice, por favor.
Much appreciated. Shall we do just a little bit of graph critique?
Are you going to gun someone on graph critique?
And then we will move on.
Sure.
You know what? This guy, he sent it in today. Usually I put them on the list and then they get at the back of the
list. Do you know what you could have done in the time it took you to send that in? Wrote on a fucking wall.
You know what?
Is it still recording? Are we recording this?
Everything's recorded.
That was an off-camera comment.
That's the coldest thing anyone's ever said in the arms house. Do you know what you could have done, yeah, Gov? You fucking me off with your fucking tit in the back.
You know what? Right
could have written on a fucking... Could have written on a train. In that time,
it
took your feet off.
Could have done it on a wall. Could have done it on a train.
Okay,
what's he done it on?
This was sent in by OB. OB is actually sent in one before. You said no steez OBs. That's what you called it. Do you remember that?
Oda body.
Oda body.
Yeah, so OBIE. It's a piece on a wall.
Oh, is it Obi-Wan Kenobi?
A bit more steez this time.
OB. No, Obi-Wan is OBIWAN. This is OBIE. Maybe he got it from
I didn't hear the E. I thought you said OBI.
Yeah, OBIE. He's got AWS as the dot of the I. It's got nice yellow, orangey, dark orange fill, white highlights. Is that black or dark brown? It's hard to say. Outline.
We can't even fucking see, bruv!
I'm going to pass it round.
So now,
if I don't find out whether this is black or dark brown, I'm going to absolutely lose my shit.
It's dark brown by the looks of me. Should I send it to you? I'll send it to you, Theme.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll send it to you.
AWS doesn't say AHC.
Yeah, it should say AHC.
First man. Problem. If we're looking at the actual graph, the E's all right. The E could be floating about. What's the thing? The first thing is an O.
O B I E. O B.
The way the squiggle comes out on the left of the O, then goes into like nothing, or that extra bit on the right of the O, that doesn't really make sense.
It's like it's hiding a big fat tail.
Yeah. The B is all right, actually. The S. The E is all right. The E is all right.
I mean, E's the best letter.
Yeah, the E is definitely the best letter in my opinion too. And I also like the pink. I like the pink outline with the orange and yellow. Orange and pink go together very nicely.
It's a pink one.
His bubbles. His bubbles are all right.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The bubbles are all right. The yellow bubbles, especially in the eye. But I haven't got lenses in.
Yeah.
You're getting old, girl. You've got really got your fucking close up there, girl.
I do.
Go on. Can I give my critique?
Please. Amber, why don't you tell us what you think about it?
All right, it's a nice piece. It does what it needs to do. I agree with you that the O is doing too much with that little curve. Like, it's like, none of the other letters do it. Okay, fair enough. It's a creative choice on Obi's behalf. So fair enough. But I don't like it, personally.
See this guy.
The dots running through, cool. The fades are really cool. I like the fades with the pastel-y kind of orangey yellow colors. But the fade in the bottom of the O, where it fades into the orange, where the orange just barely, you see it, then it tucks behind that weird flappy bit. Why? Just let it continue with the yellow.
It definitely would have been way more consistent if the O was just a standalone letter. Like all the other letters are standing alone.
Yeah. And then he decided to do this weird...
And it almost looks like an A.
Yeah, it just decided to do this weird flare.
Yeah, it's true. Like it would have looked a lot cleaner if it didn't have the flare.
Unnecessary.
Or do a flare at the end of the E.
Maybe mirror it on the other side or whatever. I don't know. But for me, it just looks out of place. But it's a creative choice, you know, whatever. That little flary bit of orange in the bottom left of the E, because the E is my favourite letter, but then he's just put a little tuft of orange just in the corner there, just going, whoop, why?
Mm-hmm.
Just put some orange bubbles there. Like you got yellow bubbles, there's a couple of orangey bubbles there, maybe. But whatever.
But whatever.
3D all looks cool. It's kind of uneven in places, but that's me nitpicking.
Mm.
The AWS agreed it should be AHC, not AWS. What does AWS stand for, do you reckon? Always wanking Smurfs. Obi, why are you wanking Smurfs, bruv, all the time? Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been drinking. Apologies.
You know, in some of the 3D is like virtually not there at all.
Yeah, exactly. It's uneven.
It's very, very thin 3D.
Very uneven. But it doesn't stand out too much. It's not like jarring. But it is off when you zoom in.
I mean,
you
could have summed this up with what I said in the first place, which is it's all right, it's there.
It's all right, let's move on.
Yeah, but you know.
Fucking hell, she's cold, this one.
Essentially what
this is actually a podcast, so...
I'm sorry, bro.
Part of the deal.
part of the goddamn deal.
Yo, big up, Obi. Thank you for sending that in, brother. Let's do one more, yeah? Before we go. All right, shit, I should have prepared this. Oh, yeah, there we go. Oh, shit.
Christmas
Someone day. Just sent this now. Christmas Theme, I'm yeah. sending this Oof. To you now.
Someone just sent this just now?
Yes. It is a brand new tapas for Christmas.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, what? Oh, it got worse.
Yeah.
Wow, he got worse.
Although when he sent this in, he did say he took this picture like a few months ago. I'm trying, bro.
That's
no,
way
no, that's
worse.
Someone else.
That's
yeah,
way,
I don't know what the I'm trying, bro.
That's
bit is.
Worse no, that's than the C- first tapas.
Wait, hold on, stop. Let me describe it.
It's
he's
the A.
Trolling.
The A.
He's trolling. He's trolling. He's trolling.
No, this is actual.
The
tapas.
Hot. The two-tone fucking A. Are you fucking kidding me? The two-tone A.
There's no two-tone A.
Two-tone P.
Two-tone P.
P. Sorry.
Yeah.
But the A is better.
No, but the P is always the standout letter. Yeah. Yeah or no? It's always the P.
The
either
two-tone
looks like a penguin.
P is a fucking piss take.
Look at that attempt at a fade.
The two-tone P is somebody
it's
getting their
two-tone.
Dick out and waving at you across yeah, the fucking geez. Road, basically.
The fade is proper.
Let me describe it for the people listening. It says tapas, T-A-P-A-S. As we all know, King Tapas.
And also, the yellow is like lemon yellow. If you want to mix the yellow with that shade of orange, it has to be a warmer yellow.
Yeah.
That's a horrible neon lemon yellow.
Has he mixed it at all?
Mixed with a fucking... No, he fucking ain't. Because the blue background is even... He hasn't even...
It's like the blue background got put on behind it, and then he put yellow over it, and it's virtually gone fucking green.
Yes. Fades not up and down, but left to right. Yellow to orangey.
Tapaz is wanking over the airtime he's getting right now over doing some bullshit that should have been.
Must be lapping it up. There's no shadow whatsoever.
Calm down. I will not have you speaking ill of Tapaz.
You know when your child does something to wind you up?
Yeah.
You're meant to ignore it. And just reward the positive behaviour.
No, we're rewarding negative behaviour.
He's getting rewarded for clickbait. Fucking bullshit.
But you're talking about damage. That's damage.
He saw the attention he got from the first time he started doing the graph critique, and he went, do you know what? Let me fucking limbo low up and get everybody to
I don't think he's
me.
Doing that. From my
She's correct, but you know what? She's admitting she doesn't watch the pod. Tapas has sent in bear shit.
No, he hasn't.
It's other people who send in Tapas shit. Wait, Jess, one second.
This is sadomasochism. He's wanking over the fucking insults right now as we speak.
Yes, of
course.
Don't
give him the fucking...
Jazz, I understand why you feel that way.
Alright.
But
it's not a feel, it's a theory.
Let me explain.
It's not a feeling. It's not
an emotion. Of the tapases that get sent in aren't sent in by tapas. They're sent in by other people who spot tapas. Yeah? That's number one. Number two, tapas... From my interaction with him, I've actually had a phone call with him months ago when Carnival.
Claim to frame.
When Carnival happened, I was going to link him at Carnival, but it didn't work. It didn't happen. I had a phone call with him. We chatted through Instagram, and we've only messaged a couple times here and there. The guy genuinely doesn't give a fuck. He likes that we've spoken about him, and he thinks it's entertaining and it's jokes.
He's not giving me a fuck sending your graph in. For
he didn't send it
his
in.
His graph doesn't
people.
Give a fuck, though.
Yes. He didn't send it in. Someone else who
I didn't think you did that. I thought you didn't. I thought you only critiqued things that people sent in about themselves.
True. But when it comes to Tapas, King Tapas, all the rules are out.
There's a guy, Ryan Putas.
Yeah, I've seen that as well, yeah.
Fucking knock yourself out, babe.
But he's a little bit better, you know.
I like the S.
Is putas tapa. What?
I like the S. The S does what it needs to do. It's even, it's square.
Yeah, that's what he says.
But the S doesn't match any other letter. But the S is all right.
The S is all right.
S does what it needs to do. The other letters are all shit. The A's, the P's, the T's, all disgusting. But the S is dope.
Oh, wait a minute. Has he done it in the Spanish flag?
There's no shadow. Oh, shit. Tapas.
Well, hasn't. He's left something out.
Yeah, it's not.
Tapping at ass.
All right, cool. I'm going to round this down, man. Thank you guys for joining us. Big up yourselves. We're going to maybe do an extra bit because tomorrow we're going raving. Big up Martin Lana. We're going Fabric. We're going raving. Garage raving. AV'd up. We're going to be, you know, we're going to get some footage there. So you're going to get some garage raving for Christmas. Get a tune ready to go out on.
What do we want? Do we want a garage?
I don't know, but do it silently. Because I got, the garage maybe, but.
Garage tune.
Maybe I want Jazz to pick a garage tune if that's all right.
I'll go for fucking Decline.
Which tune?
I Don't Smoke the Reefer.
Okay, cool.
What's it called?
Perfect. Merry Christmas.
Merry
people.
Fucking Christmas, you stupid bitch.
You motherfucker, you think I'm stupid or what, man? Get your salam salakam ass off the freezer, man.
You want a hot dog?
Hey.
Swallow this, bitch. You want a coffee?
Swallow this, bitch.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Arms House. Thank you, everybody, for listening to 110 episodes and viewing them and watching them and loving them and winning prizes and leaving comments and catching jokes and coming to live graph workshops that Maddie run. With his glasses on. The whole thing's been fucking banging. This is the second year. Jazz, you were here on the first Christmas or the second Christmas, first Christmas special.
Every Christmas special.
Gave you my
Have a wicked new year. Big up Christmas Day. Eat yourself lots of turkey. Don't you can't. You're a fucking vegan. Bun the Brussels sprouts. And big up every single Arms House family member. Peace. And then, listen. Make sure you go out and do your Christmas Day missions, you lazy chiefs.
Yeah. Yo, send us in your graph critiques. Send us in your questions, listeners' questions. Send us in whatever you want, guys. You know, fan art, whatever you want to fucking call it. Much love and respect from Theme and Amber and Jazz Kahina. And Talal. He's not here.
Big up Bams and Lord. Big up Mulch.
Big up Bams. Big up Mulch. Big up everyone else that we mentioned.
Moat Method.
Man, we got so many sick ideas in store for you guys. Comedy videos, everything for 2025.
Gotta stay tuned for the D&D.
We'll see.
You can come to my house, D&D.
We'll work that out.
The D&D is happening.
Don't dismiss me with a hand movement, bruv. Do you know who I am?
Talk to the hand because the face ain't listening.
Algerian angry woman.
Do you know
woman.
What I mean? About.
About.
We'll discuss.
About
we'll
it.
We'll discuss this.
Did you ever do that with him? Did you ever do that with
him? Yeah,
did you ever go, no, Boosie, the. Like that, you put it to your head. Like no. When you're talking to your parents.
No.
You never kissed their hand?
No.
I used to kiss their feet.
Really?
Yeah, when I pissed them off and they were going to beat me, I'd be like, please, I used to kiss their feet.
Getting on your hands and knees.
The thing is, my mum's English.
Yeah,
no, you've got two pairs of feet, so I'm diluted.
Yeah.
You've got the two pairs. I've only got the one pair.
I'm pure blood, man. I'm puro, man. Puro. This is pure uncut cocaine from Syria, man. Yalla MC, peace people.
Yalla MC.
You gonna play the tune?
Khalas, bas.
Yalla, yalla.
Got it on board, baby. Don't smoke the reefer.
Alright, you're gonna catch us, Martin Lana, tomorrow. We're gonna go raving. Dig it out, dig it out, dig it out, dig it out, dig it out.
Smoke, Paul? No, I don't.
Me neither.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke cigars. I don't smoke a pipe, 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 pipe.
I don't smoke the reefer.
Motherfucking mum's house with the legend that is
Martin Garage Lana. Martin Liberty Lana.
Brother, thank you so much for hooking
gonna
up.
Absolutely
all good, man.
Body.
All good. Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Big up, man. He's about to go on. Literally, we got 2 minutes. It's going to be.
Minute. I've got one minute. 1 minute.
Less than 1 minute. And do you know what he said? Do you know what he said to me? I said, Martin, what year is it? What year is it? And I said, I think it's 1999. And he said, that's the records that I packed. 99 to 2000.
99 to 2000.
Yo, give us, before you go on, we got 1 minute. What's your biggest garage tune that you fucking love, that means so much to you? It's hard to pick one.
You know.
Not your favourite.
Don't put me under pressure enough here. Not like you put me on the spot.
Under pressure.
Like, that's my favourite.
Yeah.
One of.
Probably Music Is My Life by Steve Gurley and DJ Fantasy.
Sick. I don't know it, but yeah.
You won't know it, but you'll know when you hear it.
I'll know it.
And also, you don't understand the graffiti history this guy knows. We'll get into it maybe afterwards. I mean, I don't want to get into too many details. Legendary business all the way round. I just want to thank him again. We'll film him on...
Well connected, put it that way. Well connected.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll be throwing up gang signs.
No. He's my brethren. He doesn't even know Maddie, bruv. Yeah. Doesn't even know. My brethren.
Much love. Yella. Big up, man. We'll catch you on the other side.
We'll be right back.
Little bit running underneath our batties.
We can feel the trains rolling.
The door, the secret door. Uh-huh.
Teach Reach behind there, no?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Big up Teach. Big up Teach.
Every time. Go buy his book. He's got a new book out right now.
Yeah, wicked. Sick book.
Yes, no doubt. You got a book, maybe?
No, not yet.
Okay, no. Anyway, listen, a lot of people don't realize. I want to get to the point because we only got a couple minutes, man. I want to get to the point. This guy, yeah, not only is he a legendary DJ involved in one of the most cherished genres of music here in London, yeah? But he's also one of us, man. This dude was painting before your mum was born, motherfucker. When did you start?
Well, painting.
Yeah.
88, 89. Late tagging, you know, like tagging streets and bus stops, 88. Done my first training.
And the first paid set was 92?
Yeah.
What train? Both of them together.
What train was it, the first one you painted?
South Arrow.
Come on, rest in peace.
Look, our cameraman Jazz is fucking shacking out, so I hope the footage is good.
That's gonna be a bouncy recording.
No doubt. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Who inspired you when you were starting writing, in whatever it was? Who were you looking up to and going, oh shit?
You know, I've no idea where it's. All I remember, someone said something about Subway Art, and then we went to whatever shop it was in Hounslow and racked it. Yeah. And then from then on, I was just like, bang, that was it. It's like probably been, I know it sounds deep, but it's probably been like the most important thing in my life since. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
It's a bit weird because I don't do any. I have no vices. I don't drink. I drink when I'm DJing. I don't drink. Like to get drunk sort of thing. I don't do any drugs, I've never smoked, never done nothing like that. So graph is the thing I've always turned to. Like, you know when you need that
to get that release.
Yeah, that release, exactly.
Yeah,
that.
And to get that real life.
Like, I get it from the DJing and I get it from the graph. And there's many a time, big up KO, by the way. Me and KO would be on the motorways coming back from fucking God knows Cardiff or Manchester or somewhere, and we'd be hitting motorways on the way back doing it like dual time. And It's always been there. I've never been able to let it go.
You were telling me before as well that you grew up in the infamous Mozart estate.
Yep. Beethoven Street.
Big up Mozart.
Beethoven Street.
Stansbury House in Beethoven.
We keep it classical, son. It's classical business right here.
Stansbury House, Mozart Estate. That's where I was born. Then I moved to Harleston. Then I moved to South Harrow. And then...
Man, that's...
And South Harrow got battered, bro.
That battered. Was... Mozart was one of them places...
Oh, no, my nan had a shop, a sweet shop, like literally opposite, on just off Fernhead Road, called Saltram Crescent. Yeah. And she had the biggest Alsatian you've ever seen. I was rich about it. I never knew Rich then, but when I've spoken to Rich afterwards, like 20 years later, he's like, bro, is that your nan's dog? Fuck that dog. That was the only shop we could never steal from in the ends because it was like this. Long-haired Alsatian.
Actually, talking about Rich, Rich is he did the original Trellick wall, like the fucking... Yeah.
There's a story about me and Rich that I never... We hooked up because of him being Johnny Cash and me like with the DJing and the music and stuff, right? We were in Iron Appa in 2001, and I was just tagging him. We were in Burger King, and I was just like tagging as you do, and he's like, "You do that shit," and he's like aggressive fucking tone that he's got, and I was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah," and he took the paper and he done a rich blam, and I was like, "Are you fucking serious?" And he said that was the first time he'd been associated in graph in like 20 years. He literally retired in 1987 and never looked back. And then recently, in the last, just COVID times, I went to his house and he goes, "Oh, I've got all my paint from my mum's." Went in his garage, Spectras, Smoothwrites, Hammerites, Buntlack, like rusty Buntlack.
Nothing about Buntlack.
It was just unbelievable, unbelievable.
It's so mental to think, like, when I went to New York, I painted with Reed 2 and Clyde. And they were talking, they quit Graf in like 83 or something. No, not even 83, like in the 70s, they quit Graf. And it's so mad to wrap your head around it.
You know when like you look in Subway Art and you look at, it says a scene piece from 1979, I was 5.
Yeah.
And I'm 50. So it's how old are these guys? But it's deep that there was no internet until the last 20 years has been internet. So they did all that without us knowing, and yet we still took on what we inherited, their legacy.
How important do you think the history is? Do you really go in and research and check that shit out, or
what? As in this country, or
in general? I mean, are you? I know you're forward thinking, you're always moving forward. It's not about dwelling in the past, but I think that's important to look back, because you have to look back to move forward.
If you, it's funny now, if you look, not so much through Subway Art, but you know, like certain photos you see online, and you'll see a piece come up online, you're like, "Oh shit, so that's where so and so got their outline from."
You know that.
There's a piece in Subway Art that's got an A in a certain way, and it looks a bit like my A, but I got the idea of it from like probably Cast or someone like that in this country, and then adapted it, but then it looks like an Asia A as well. So it's like, you know, like everyone says, "Oh, it's biting, but we had nothing to reference.
Exactly.
It's like someone saying to me, "Oh, your DJing's like so-and-so's." No, my DJing's me, because it's, you have to copy someone to start, and then you enhance your shit.
Exactly.
But
listen, early on, I always tell all the toys that send us in graph for critique, ultimately you need to bite. You need to, when you're first starting, that's all you can do. You got to bite, and then ultimately inject your fucking style into it.
Talking about biting, this man here, how renowned is he for his schemes? You know the schemes with the colour coming into the other colour and the and how many motherfuckers have bitten that?
Yeah.
Everybody. But listen, nobody does it like the original Don. But I'm telling you, bro, I'm not trying to butter you up. If you know everyone bites that scheme. Like, you know everyone. I've bitten that scheme. I've tried to bring them up. But like, when you see him, it could be any word. Could one of them riots could be any word.
Don't be doing that shit in front of me,
yeah? Yeah, exactly. But you know, but bang, he could write Fabric and you'd be like, "Oh, I know that, my man." One of them writers. That's when you've got your own unique star that you've like made yourself.
And you still didn't feature my C.
When we did the graph letter game, but I put it in the one though.
I got it straight away, bro.
I know, but we should hold that down. But anyway, whatever, it's all up. They won't get that, it's cryptic business, you know what I mean?
It's all good.
Big up Jazz Cameraman, God, big up Enigma, just an Enigma.
Jesus!
Man, we're on the fly here, you know what I mean? This is all off the cuff, Arms House style, yeah? We're going to do a proper one with Martin, hopefully, in the future.
We've talked about this spot many times on the pod. This is where that secret spot to get into Farringdon Yard was.
It's somewhere.
It's somewhere around here. There's a photo of it in the front door, though.
We don't know where it is, though.
Yeah, we don't know where it is. We don't know who done it.
I don't know. I'm ignorant.
But you can actually feel there's the little bit.
But there is. On the front door, there's a photo in a frame of Fumes, like...
We've got to get a photo
statement that he wrote,
DDS, you will never stop us, or something like that.
You can't keep us out, but you'll never... You can keep us out, but you'll never stop us.
That's it.
I'm going to try and get a flick of that. Who do you think that's up right now? Who do you rate who's up right now?
Mr. Martin Lana.
What style or just up?
No, anything you want. Anything you want.
Either way, either way.
I don't think you can touch Bass. I really don't. Like, the guy is a machine. Like,
who?
Literally.
Bass. Bass Matty. Yeah.
He's incredible.
And him, there's a few others as well, but I don't know what they write to tell you because.
Yeah.
I know their style, but I don't know what they write. So it's like, but there are a few people like Doctor. I have to rate Doctor because I know something happened with him recently, and he's still as active as ever. But I know he's got a very, very, very what are we talking about? Unique styles. Mm. Doctor's got a really unique style, but every time it bangs, every single time.
Yeah.
Every time. But fair play to everyone out there right now, because.
But Bass, did you see the? Them lot hit a train and then some Spaniards took it out. Did you see this?
Yeah.
And the same day, bro.
They're different. They're a different breed, bro.
And we were all hoping that the Spaniards were waiting for that runner to pull out and just see, like, dogging dirty Spaniards.
They're a different breed, they are. They are a different breed.
Yeah.
Yo.
Banging. Thank you very much for this as well, bruv. I know I hit you up for the G list and that, which I don't like doing, but you absolutely marked it, bruv.
The invoice is in the post.
Yeah, exactly.
No, listen, I booked Martin for one of my parties back in the day. I used to do the West London Warehouse party.
That was Shellington.
The first place that people just do nothing, their first gig was at my warehouse.
Yeah, but Martin Liberty Lana is much bigger than them pricks, you know what I mean?
So Solid's first ever set was at mine.
Oh, crazy. Wow, there we go, claim to fame.
He just one-upped you hard, bro. He just one-upped you hard.
Big up So Solid, man.
I was the first person to ever play Oh No by So Solid.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Oh, shit.
Walked in my rave. I used to run Liberty at the Coliseum. He walked in while I was playing at like 4 o'clock in the morning. He gave me a dub plate and I went, what is it? And he goes, just play it. And I played it and it fucked the whole rave up. And I was like, okay.
Jeez! Exclusive right there.
Ooh.
You reminded me, you used to hook us up, guest list, into Liberty's
Right. I had Scholar, Chang, Pies.
Yeah.
Like all of them every week.
We used to go with Scholar.
Let me tell you a story, right? This is a bang off exclusive.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to go on a mission, because I was mad busy as a DJ at that time, right? So I would get them to come and meet me in the club. I would take them in the front door. I would play my set, and then we would go out the back door, which had no cameras. Then I would bring them back in the back door, and then they would leave via the front door. So they had a certain alibi to get out.
Yeah, boy.
Also, R.I.P. Charlie Brown, man. I remember
He was my boy. It's a long, long time now. A long, long time.
Look, Father Christmas, man. Father Christmas.
Big up Santa. Walk on, Santa.
Who's that? Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Look at furry Santa.
I'll bring arms out to your mum's ass, and I will steal everything. All your Christmas presents. Everybody, everything, gone.
You're
even the dog.
Big man.
All right, let's sign out. Peace. Stay safe.
That's not me.
Act like a waste man, that's not me.
This is Arms House to your mum's house. Martin Liberty Lana signing out, Fabric 2024. But
big tip! Yo, Garage Nation, with the one and only Mighty Mo, certified Garage Don. What are you saying to me, Mighty Mo?
I'm here, look. I've got waters. Like, we're living life.
You're getting
right
waters,
now,
you're getting licked on the waters still.
We're living life. Give thanks, man. Big up arms ass to your mum's ass each and every time.
Yeah,
big up all the London crew.
International, he might come on it soon, bruv. You don't know, bruv. But he might say, nah, you lot of pussies that I'm not coming on, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Full Mosquito Kick, Garage Rave, Garage Nation.
Come on, bruv.
What was your favourite garment to wear in the 90s when you were Garage Rave?
Probably a shirt. Casper Jet. I used to like the Casper Jet because they had all the cool cartoon characters. So yeah. Big up.
What's your favourite Garage dance move?
Gun finger.
No, just the head nod,
yeah?
Nice and simple. It's the way Wicked. Nice one, brother.
Big up, man.
You going on later?
Yeah, going on shortly, about 5 minutes, man.
Oh,
yes,
is it?
Yes.
Five minute ting.
I was gonna say something off camera.
Say it on camera.
What am I saying?
If it's bait, if it's bait, we'll take it off. If it's bait, we'll take it off.
Sick. You know what picture I'm talking about? You three and you're wearing an off-key mosh, like, two-piece, like, fucking... You need to edit in that picture. I'll find the picture.
You've got it? You've got it?
No, I haven't got it. I didn't... I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Online. He's a big man. We'll find it on Google.
You guys, and you're all wearing the off-key mosh two-piece. Yeah, a bit like this.
You were famous famous for the old mosh. Yes.
Big up, man. Cheers. Cheers with all.
Yeah, don't worry about me. Yeah, just get me out. I'm two butters for the camera, bruv. Just going a couple of minutes.
Six.
Couple of minutes. Thank you, brother.
Right.
Thank you.
Pick up, man. Let's do a proper one.
Huh?
Like a proper one. Let's do a proper one.
Yeah.
All year round. All year round, it's love.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?